WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers. Todd Gleason will present a Market Outlook Roundtable featuring Steve Meyer, Tom Fitzenmeyer, and Jackie Fakes on February 5th during the Illinois Pork Expo at the Peoria Civic Center. All farmers welcome. More info at ilpork.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy grew at a 3.2% annual rate in the October-December quarter on the strength of the strongest consumer spending in 3 years. The Commerce Department says that for 2013 as a whole, the economy grew 1.9%, below the 2.8% increase in 2012. Growth was held back last year by higher federal taxes and government spending cuts. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending January the 23rd. The numbers look like this: in millions of bushels, wheat this year 29.2, next year 0.1, corn this year 72.4, next year 4.2, soybeans this year 18.2, and next year 13.6. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 127,000 metric tons of corn to unknown destinations during the 13-14 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 15,765. It's up 67 points. The NASDAQ, 3511, up 38.5. And the S&P 500, 1784, up 13.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather, and he is up in Canada, is Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. You know, in the olden days, it was colder up here than it is in the States, but that's, it hasn't been the case here recently. And unfortunately, there is more cold air headed for the States, and I can be witness to that. It's turned colder up here. It looks like the northern plains are going to be seeing quite a chill for the next full week. In fact, most of the bitter cold air will be anchored in the southern portions of the Canadian prairies, the Dakotas, Minnesota, and some immediate neighboring areas, without it moving much further to the south for a while. And the reason for that is we have two or three little disturbances that will march across from the plains into the heart of the Midwest, and each one will produce some snow and maybe a little rain. And it's not until the last storm system in the series passes through the Midwest that we finally start pulling the cold air back to the south again, and we will see yet another insurgence of bitter cold conditions across the region as we get into the middle to latter part of next week. Until we get to that point, it's not going to be all that wonderful either, not to be the bearer of bad news, but I guess that's kind of my reputation right now for this year. First of all, we have a little snow this morning occurring in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and parts of northwestern Iowa. This is the first of our three storm systems. This one's going to be fairly innocent. The lower eastern Midwest will not be impacted by this event in a significant manner, at least. The system will go ahead and march off to Michigan as we go through the day today, and we'll see some 1 to 3 inch snow accumulations up there across the western Great Lakes region. A small band of snow will trail to the south from there, and it will work its way into parts of northern Missouri and probably northern Illinois as we get into the afternoon today. There will not be much in the way of significant accumulation, except maybe in northwestern Illinois it might pick up a quick inch or so. The follow-up on this is the second storm, and this will form in the central plains probably as we go from Friday into Saturday, and it'll be a very disorganized event initially. There'll be some light rain and snow both, maybe even a little freezing drizzle across parts of the Midwest as we go through the period late Friday into Saturday morning. And as we move on into the afternoon on Saturday, the precipitation is going to intensify quite a bit. and we'll end up with a band of significant snows, probably 2 to 6 inches coming out of Iowa and parts of northern Missouri over to Michigan. This will include the Chicago area, and we'll probably end up with another, 4 to maybe as much as 8 inches of snow in Chicago if this event comes together as suggested. They certainly don't need that. The lower and eastern parts of the Midwest will see some rain and snow both. The accumulations will be fairly light. But after this system passes through, that's when we become more concerned, because the storm system advertised for next week is tremendous in size. And usually when storms are a full week away, I don't get too excited about them. But the ingredients for this storm system are looking like they're going to come together fairly well. And what those ingredients are, very warm temperatures in the southern states. It'll be in the 50s, 60s, and maybe some 70s as we get forward in time here over these next few days. And in the meantime, we've got that bitter cold air in the northern parts of the plains. Well, all that temperature contrast will come together with squeezing moisture in between, and will likely end up with some substantial snow and rain potentials for the heart of the Midwest next week, maybe Tuesday and Wednesday. So make your travel plans now. It might be a little bit tough out there during that period of time. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 4th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And along with our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain markets, we'll hear Sue Martin's agricultural outlook. Murray Wise will give us the lowdown on land values in 2014. And we'll get everyone up to speed on the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. The cost is $30 and includes a continental breakfast, Beef House lunch, and 25th anniversary commemorative hat. Guarantee your spot. Register now at 217-333-7300 with your major credit card, and we'll mail your tickets. That's 217-333-7300.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 606 down a quarter. Soft May, 554 down two. March corn, 429.5 up two. July, 440.5. Now 41 up 1¾. December at 448 up 1¼. March soybeans, 1261.5 down 7¾. July, 1236.5 down 6. And November at 1093.5 down 4¼. March soybean meal, 417.80 down 550. March soybean oil, 37.14 up 4. February live cattle, 141.75 down 32.5. January feeders, 171.55 down 25. February lean hogs are 86.15. They're down 37.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is over in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Well, we got a little bit of a pop in the corn market. I suspect that the export sales may have had something to do with it, but probably more underlying support than anything else.
We've seen really good commercial support this week in the corn. Even yesterday's late drive down to lower prices, we saw commercials buy all the way down. I like the bull spreading that we're seeing in the corn right now.
So bull spreading over in the corn market. Meanwhile, the soybean market, it is on a precipice if you're looking at technical charts.
It sure is. We broke through some pretty substantial support at the 1276 level on the nearby March, and we dropped a dime under that really pretty easily and then chipped away this morning towards more downside. 1255, little support comes in there on the March.
And the meal, we probably ought to keep an eye on the meal, because it was the meal that was helping lead the way up.
Yeah, the meal is being hurt by talk of more bird culling in Asia with worries about this bird flu. Supposedly, this strain of flu is different than other bird flus in that the birds themselves are carriers but don't seem to get sick. So we're seeing a lot of birds being killed, and that cuts back on ideas that China, South Korea, Japan will be importing a lot of meal.
And the Lunar New Year starts, I believe, at midnight tonight.
It does, and it lasts for a little more than a week, and that just cuts off business. But part of the reason they're worried about this spread of bird flu, Dave, is that during the Lunar New Year, people travel widely, and they oftentimes take their livestock with them.
Turn your attention to the wheat market, which has really been a herky-jerky affair.
Yeah, it has been. We fell awfully easily yesterday. We were starting the day today extremely, extremely oversold. People want to talk about winter kill, but it's kind of difficult to kill the wheat market during the month of January. Winter kill is a March phenomena, typically in the U.S. So this wheat market isn't responding very well to ideas that winter kill is an issue yet.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Moorton, Illinois. Have you gotten your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting yet? Call this number, 217-333-7300 right now and reserve yours. March corn, 429 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. December, 448 and a quarter, up 1.5. March beans, 1261, down 8.5. And November at 1092 and a quarter, down 5.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.